stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, if technology works, is Patrick Kobach, former state senator, gubernatorial candidate back in 2018. Good morning, Pat. How you doing, sir?
Top of the morning to you. How are you doing?
Loud and clear, good connection. Love it, love it, love it. You tag me on a lot of your posts that you put on your Twitter X account.
Yep.
And I want you to explain to the audience why the Michigan Secretary of State was having discussions with Dominion Voting Systems about fractional voting and ranked choice voting back in 2019. What is, first of all, what is ranked choice voting? Explain that to the audience first.
Here, let me make it simple. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
Ranked choice voting is what gives you fractional voting. And so it's a method of voting that essentially says that if you don't have a clear winner the first time, then you allocate fractions of down ballot votes until you get to the majority winner, until you get a majority determination as to who the winner is. It's been tried in other states. They pushed it in Alaska. It's been a complete disaster. And I still remember when I testified before the Michigan Senate, and one of the only thing that seemed to register with the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee in the wake of the 2020 election was this idea of fractional votes. And they were asking me to provide all the details on how it happens and where do I have evidence of fractional votes and all that kind of stuff. And the bottom line is I saw it in a election night report coming out to the New York Times. As far as what's happening in Michigan, I couldn't tell them because I couldn't see inside the machines, and the folks were doing their best to make sure we couldn't get inside the machines.
Right.
But the folks who did get inside the machines were the folks from ASOG, the Allied Security Operations Group. And in the Antrim County lawsuit that Bill Bailey, our friend Bill Bailey, filed,
yep.
They got discovery on the machines, peeked under the hood, and they found out that the ranked choice voting module, the settings on it, it sure the heck seemed like all those settings were activated in Antrim County, which ASOG surmised was an explanation for the 68% error rate that was identified because there was incompatible settings. They had
yeah.
ballots that were not configured for ranked choice voting being read by machines that were configured for ranked choice voting. So that was the theory from ASOG. And now we're seeing that the state of Michigan back in 2019, this is under Jocelyn Benson. You know, Jocelyn, we will come for you, Benson.
Yep.
She was out there talking, or her staff was talking with Dominion Voting Systems, asking them how they managed fractional votes and ranked choice voting. This is in 2019.
Mm. Which was not even in effect, so why was she even asking about it?
Right. It's not allowed in any way, shape, or form. Now the Democrats are pushing ranked choice voting in the 2026 ballot initiative. I think Mike Duggan's one of the spearheaders on that, or leaders on it, and this organization called Ranked Michigan Vote is pushing it, and I'd love to see how much of that money is from out of state and potentially even out of country to go off and push that initiative here.
Right.
But it just underscores ranked choice voting is a bad, bad deal. We should have one person, one vote, not fractional votes. And the fact that they were scheming on how to steal elections back in 2019 with these fractional vote system tells you that something's rotten in Denmark in the Michigan Secretary of State.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to keep Pat through the break. We're going to talk more about this story and about this information. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying through the break is Patrick Kobach. And I got a couple of text messages during the break, Pat. But just to be clear, rank choice voting, you don't actually vote for candidates that are listed. Let's say, for example, like in the primary we had here in Antrim County, when Vicky ran for Antrim County Clerk, she was on there with four other people. Well, instead of voting for your choice, you would assign a number. Your first choice might be Victoria Bishop, your second choice Julia Woods, et cetera, assigning numbers to each one of the candidates. And then if Victoria Bishop didn't win, then you take the bottom person off, Pat, and then they reallocate fractional votes to the other candidates until eventually you come to a winner. How do you even audit that election?
You don't. It's all about everything that they're doing, including early voting, is all designed to obfuscate the audit trail. It's a complete dog and pony show. And that's why Jocelyn We Will Come For You Benson threatened canvassers that didn't certify the election because it didn't make sense. Like it did, you know, like the canvassers in Wayne County back in 2020 who refused to certify.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They're instead of actually showing us their math, they're just using idle threats and pushing it. But I, by the way, I want to give a hat tip to Sheriff Darleaf because, I mean, I'm going, you know, Mike Lindell's got a jury trial next week. For the lawsuit of that filed by Eric Coomer of Dominion Voting Systems against Mike. He says Mike defamed him by calling out all these issues that we're talking about now, that now thankfully we have all this evidence in support of our assertion. So I'm reviewing all this data in support of Mike, and Sheriff Leaf provided all this information out to the general public out on his X feed back in March of last year, if I remember correctly.
Sure.
And he got that information from attorney Stephanie Lambert, who was supporting Patrick Burns in his defamation lawsuit against Dominion. And so this is all pretty, this is just the tip of the iceberg on ranked choice voting. I mean, the rest of it is talking about how we're using Chinese programmers at Dominion who had access to our systems during the election. All the stuff that we posited and shared and raised concerns about in the wake of the 2020 election, you know, the truth doesn't disappear. Now we have access to evidence from Dominion's own emails highlighting that a lot of our assertions were spot on, right on the money.
Well, and the thing of it is that, as you know, and you and I were very much involved in the process of Bill Bailey, may he rest in peace, the patriot brother he was, in filing that lawsuit back in the day, triggering Judge Elsenheimer allowing for the forensic audit that took place, generating that report. We now see this information clear as day that this was something Jocelyn Benson was involved in and was trying to basically apply to Antrim County. Out of all the counties in the whole state, they had to choose my county to be the one to implement this. And they actually, that night, Pat, when you and I were in the basement of the TCF Center that night working the night shift, we actually saw the map was blue for Biden at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And we're going, what the heck happened in your county? I mean, something was going on then. And now we have documentation. Jocelyn Benson was involved in this going all the way back to 2019.
Well, the Michigan Secretary of State was, and one of the, it was Carol Pierce, and an email from Carol Pierce to Cheryl Holmes of Dominion, and she's asking all these questions around ranked choice voting. So, and we don't know if this is only limited to Antrim County. I mean, that's the only place we've been able to peek under the covers. Everything else has been locked down solid, so you can't see how our elections are conducted, which is why I keep telling people that the one-word solution to our concerns around the integrity of our elections is transparency. If you're on the up and up and you're conducting elections in a lawful manner, you can show all your cards face up. You don't have to play these games that Jocelyn's playing right now, where she's ordering clerks to destroy election records against federal law, where she's preventing FOIA requests that are duly served. She's just in cover-up mode, and I'm tired of it. And so now the truth is bubbling out thanks to patriots like Sheriff Leaf and attorney Stephanie Lambert and Patrick Byrne. And, you know, we're going to, and my good friend Mike Lindell, of course. So we're finally on the offense, which is refreshing.
Well, the thing of it is that now with this subpoena violation, where she basically refuses to give up training materials, training manuals that she produced and sent out to clerks to how to run the elections of 2020, 2022, and 2024. Now, I'm going into the e-portal online, Pat, And I'm seeing that she's updating these as of February of 2025.
The cover-up always gets you, my friend.
Exactly, exactly. So this is interesting. This is a new development. Now, the question is, do you honestly believe that this ASOG report, this information that Darleaf has given us via the attorney, is this something you believe that Mike Lindell and his attorneys are going to actually be able to use in his defense next week?
Potentially. I mean, it's actually, there's no shortage of evidence we can use in support of Mike on it. This just plays into the broader narrative that Dominion is not telling the truth. And we have a formal criminal complaint against the CEO of John Polis that was rejected by the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel. It was filed by myself and three state representatives. That was Neil Frisky Jim DeSanta and Steve Cara at the time. She rejected it. So now we've got federal options finally. And so before the statute of limitations on perjury expires, we're going to be pushing a federal complaint as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, one of the things that I think people need to understand is, again, this is only thing, like you said, that we know about is because we were able to look under the hood in Antrim County. But, Pat, this could have been happening all across the state of Michigan.
Yes, absolutely. And we believe that it did. I mean, when you look at some of the we know that there's monkey business going on all across the state just from the review of canvassing results from, I think, about 8 out of our 83 counties. We had canvassing results that indicated anywhere between 4% and 44% anomaly rates in the voter history data in an election decided by 2.8%. That's a big deal. So we think this is happening all over the state, and I want to give a hat tip to the folks out at the Election Integrity Force, because Joan Bockley was conducted a lot or orchestrated a lot of those canvassing efforts, but also Jackie Eubanks, who was out with the Michigan Fair Election, she did a great job on that out in Macomb County, which is like a 17.6% anomaly rate, and she's a former clerk staff. So this is a big deal, and it's the truth isn't going to disappear, and folks like myself and the others I've mentioned here are not going to go away. We're going to keep on going until these guys are held accountable for their malfeasance.
Now, just quickly, before we let you go for today, are you hearing any updates or information regarding the fact that Jocelyn Benson has been refusing to give these training materials per that subpoena? Where is it going from there? Where is it going from here, where she blatantly is refusing to provide the materials? They said, see you in court, is the last MERS news story I saw. She made quote of the day, if that's what the Republicans want, well, we'll see him in court. What legal basis would she have for not giving training materials when she claims they're asking for people's voting records and voting histories and their private information? They're not asking for any of that. Nope. They're asking for the training materials.
Yeah, simply put, Jocelyn's lying. They played nice in the legislature. They asked her mother, may I, with a simple letter, we'd like to see these training materials, because Representative Rochelle Smith is a former local clerk. Representative Jada Boyer, who chairs the Michigan Oversight Committee, is a former county clerk. And they just wanted to see what training materials they're using to instruct the clerks on how to conduct elections. And this isn't a superficial request. It's justified on the basis that Jocelyn has been found by seven courts as having issued unlawful guidance to our local clerks. Our clerks, when they receive instructions from Jocelyn Benson, they assume that it's lawful. It's not lawful, and seven courts have affirmed that. And so what we're seeing in the legislature is just making sure that our executive branch is actually executing their responsibilities in accordance with the law. So the next step, you know, obviously we saw that the legislature of the Michigan House held Jocelyn Benson in contempt of the legislature. Contempt charges are serious charges, and they will be seen in court. And you know what we get to do when this goes into a court trial? We get to do something called discovery.
Right.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the Dominion emails that are revealing this. Now we should be able to get into not only the Secretary of State emails, but also their nice little chat room sessions that they seem to, which is where they seem to have all their substantive discussions on things like the 125,428 illegal votes that were cast in the 2024 election.
Right, exactly. And the other aspect to all of this, bottom line, she's running for governor next year.
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to be administering and overseeing our election of her own primary election, and then possibly if she wins the primary, potentially the November general election to become the next governor of the state of Michigan.
Yeah, that's called the Katie Hobbs method.
Yes, Arizona baby, 2022 all over again.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, if it's easy to win if you're the one who gets to make up the rules and hide all the facts, and that's
right.
What she's doing right now. But guess what? When you do that, and when she denies the issuance of these materials, there are federal laws that come into play, not just state laws. And one of those federal laws is deprivation of rights under the color of law. And so she's claiming that there's security issues with this, and that's why she's denying access to the legislature to get access to these materials. She's going to find out that for this little law professor from Wayne State University, she's going to find out that there's a lot of statutes and federal law that are going to be brought to bear on her misconduct.
Mm. And that's what she's relying on, is that Dana Nessel, our attorney general, will protect her using state laws and the state election laws and things like that. But she doesn't realize there's a whole new ball game cooking in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and that's what gives me hope. I mean, Michigan, let's face it, even if Nessel did file something, it'll get appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Michigan Supreme Court is a partisan hack job right now at best.
Sure.
They just rejected an appeal that I had to hold Benton accountable for what certainly appears to be bribery of a Michigan Supreme Court justice, $82,500 contribution to Justice Kyra Bolden. And then a couple months afterwards, Justice Bolden writes a majority opinion in Benton's favor in the O'Halloran v. Benton case. So, and then the Michigan Supreme Court refused to order the Attorney Grievance Commission to investigate.
Unbelievable. Well, elections have consequences. Thank God Donald Trump and his team won. And now we have Pam Bondi, Attorney General, and we have, you know, Kash Patel, FBI. And, you know, the thing of it is that ticks me off more than anything, Pat, is the decline of this state under the last six and a half years of Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson. And yet this woman thinks that she has a snowball chance of being the next governor of the state of Michigan. God help us.
Yeah, God, definitely help us, because literally she's out of the three that are running our statewide offices in Michigan, she's the worst of the bunch. She comes across as a Girl Scout leader, but underneath what she's doing is she literally, her own attorney said before the Michigan Court of Appeals that Benson only follows the laws that she agrees with, and if you don't like that, you can sue her.
Yeah, take me to court, we'll see you in court. That seems to be her mantra. Final thoughts about this situation and Mike's case coming up next week. Before we let you go, we got about 45 seconds.
Well, first of all, if you could support Mike on it, he's left it all on the field. All of his financial resources were helping all of us go off and get information out around election fraud. Now he needs our help. So if you can help him out, go to Mike Lindell, LegalDefenseFund.com, and help him out. But this is going to be a live jury trial on June 2nd.
Yeah.
And he could use your prayers and use your financial support.
All right, Pat. Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.